Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks-Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. My name is Kim Brooks-Miller of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Healthy Cells Magazine and your show host. Today we're going to talk about a very important and prevalent topic, post-traumatic stress disorder, or also known as PTSD. I am sure you have heard of this topic or know someone who suffers from PTSD. And today, my special guests, Howard Love with the Antioch Group and Holly and Dorian Mosack, owners of CrossFit 309, will be talking about this topic and an upcoming event called Battle at the Ballpark to raise PTSD and traumatic brain injury awareness and help veterans adjust back to daily civilian life. Now, let me introduce you to our guests. Dorian and Holly Mosack are Army veterans and both served in Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. Dorian is from Ohio and spent 5 years in the Army, and after separating from the Army, he obtained his bachelor's degree from Bradley University and now owns CrossFit 309. Holly served in the Army for 7 years after graduating with a bachelor's from Northwestern University, and she's originally from Peoria. She works for Advanced Technology Services and is also on the board of directors for Tee It Up for the Troops. Additionally, Dorian and Holly are beginning a local chapter of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association this fall. They are passionate about filling the local void of community and support for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Now, our other special guest to you, and he is no stranger to WPEO, but Mr. Howard Love, and he is a therapist with the Antioch Group. Mr. Love obtained his Master of Arts degree in counseling from Bradley University and is an ordained minister. He received his bachelor's degree in theology from Olivet Nazarene University. He currently serves as a guest speaker in local churches when called upon and is a co-host of Antioch Group's radio show, Healing Hope and Restoration on WPEO. He focuses upon individual counseling with adults, couples counseling, and adult family counseling. Mr. Love is certified by the International Institute of Trauma and Addiction Professionals, but one of his passions is working with veterans and their families. So welcome to the show, everybody. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Dr. Howard, let's start with you first. What exactly is post-traumatic stress disorder, and who is affected?
Post-traumatic stress is the response that we have to a traumatic event that is somewhat out of the norm. The one that we think of most prevalently is combat.
Right.
Nothing more traumatic than being shot at or the possibility of hitting a mine and being in a combat zone. But in addition to that, things such as rape, being beat up physically, natural disasters like earthquakes and tornadoes, these are all examples of ways in which people are trying to respond or make sense of a traumatic event after it has happened.
Mm-hmm. Now, from your counseling experience, what other emotional issues do veterans struggle with returning back to civilian life, including depression?
Well, I think one of the things is that there's a stigma, and we're probably going to say some more about that as we go on. I think veterans find it very hard to enter counseling. Sometimes there's bureaucracy that's difficult for them to work through.
Right.
Then there's the personal feelings of shame. Sometimes shame comes along with PTSD, and as a result, they don't necessarily seek out counseling directly for the PTSD. When I get them in my office, generally it's because they have begun to self-medicate in some way, or their spouse or significant other has indicated something has to change. And so initially, it's not always the PTSD that initially comes up, but we eventually get to that through the counseling process.
Mm-hmm. And when you refer to self-medicate, you're talking about possibly prescription drugs, abusing those, or non-prescription drugs, alcohol?
All of those.
All of those,
yes.
Okay. Now, does everyone come home from combat with PTSD?
Not necessarily. My expertise is the Vietnam era, although I do see a fair number of people who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Vietnam veterans still filter in, and I happen to have some friends, close friends, who were there. And one guy in particular, came back and really, other than some malnutrition issues and some other physical issues, he really didn't have it. And he was in the midst of some pretty significant battles. Mm. And so I asked him one day, I said, so what's the difference? And he said, personality. He said, the way that I handle other crises in my life was very similar to how I handled Vietnam. And as a result, he said, I have dreams once in a while if I watch something that triggers my mind or I give too much thought to it. But otherwise, he says, I operate pretty well. And by his marriage and the raising of his family and sticking with a job and retiring from that job, you know, I believe him. But that's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're being exposed to something that is just way off the charts, and civilians really can't understand that.
Yeah.
Unless you're there, you can't understand what that's really like.
Yeah, exactly. So now what are some of the symptoms of PTSD?
Depression, as you mentioned earlier, perhaps bouts of crying,
mm-hmm.
Irritability, isolating, quick to be angry, believing that people are judging all the time, maybe hypervigilance, taking everything personally. Somebody cuts you off in traffic and you take that personally. Your spouse says something that seems harmless and you take it personally. There's just kind of an edginess and a hypervigilance that goes with that sense of being unsettled deep inside.
Mm-hmm. Now, Holly, I see you're shaking your head yes, so you can relate to all this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we see it all the time with our friends and just other loved ones. All the symptoms he was describing is spot on.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you full-heartedly after my personal experience that I had. So is PTSD treatable? And of all the treatments of PTSD, is there one that seems to be more effective? That's kind of a loaded question.
Yes, it is indeed treatable. You know, one of the most important things, as in any counseling, but I think particularly in PTSD, is for the client and the counselor to work quickly to establish rapport. That trust in the professional is huge. Just to know that someone is going to not judge me and not offer an immediate, here's how you do it and you're going to be better.
Right.
And talk about it as a process. That's huge. So establishing rapport and looking at the process. There are a number of modalities. Two stand out in my mind, if you don't mind. One may be particularly a little bit better, but it does depend on each person. One is called a dialogue, where we actually expose the person to the story. Now, I tell my clients to write it out like a script. They're writing a movie that's going to air, you know, that talks about their life and their combat experience. And I have them tell the story and go through it. And as they tell their story and go through it, they're exposing themselves again to what was going on. And it's fascinating to watch this, because sometimes they can flash back. And what I've learned to do is stay with them when they're in that place, and just kind of firmly guide them back out of it. But that exposure in telling the story again gives them a sense of now taking control of their life, because they feel like they're out of control. And as they retell the story, in their own mind, they're trying to develop a construct that says, you know what, that wasn't all my fault. There were other things going on, because sometimes they take blame, and they feel... Sometimes they feel survivor guilt. Sometimes they feel like they should have made a different decision than what they did. And so it's helping them to kind of realize that they can take control back of their emotions and their life, and perhaps begin to think more objectively about what they went through. So that's one form. The other form is EMDR.
Mm-hmm.
And EMDR is eye movement desensitization reprocessing. Now, I have trauma in my life, and I have had EMDR done to me. I'm not trained in that, but we have several counselors in our practice that are. It's really a fascinating modality to subject yourself to, because what EMDR is, it focuses on the eyes. And so a counselor will take two fingers and move them back and forth, and you'll follow that as they ask questions, or they will do tapping. And whichever form that you use of EMDR, the key is this. It appears that the brain produces extra norepinephrine, which is it's akin to adrenaline. You feel adrenaline. You don't feel norepinephrine, but you can experience its result in the brain. That decreases REM sleep, and REM sleep is important because under normal circumstances, when we're in REM sleep, we're taking in information that while we were awake and we're processing it. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have the REM sleep, you're not processing that. And when you don't process it and you give this extra norepinephrine in your system, that causes a strong sense of negative assessment of yourself. And thus, all of the symptoms we talked about begin to set in.
Mm-hmm.
With EMDR, you're establishing a safe place that you can go to when you start to feel the symptoms coming on, when you get triggered. You're talking about doing some breathing, mm-hmm. sometimes what we call four square breathing, where you breathe in deep, hold it 4 seconds, and let it out, and do that four times in the course of a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They're establishing all of those things before you actually do the process, but mm-hmm. that can be very effective.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We're going to be taking a break fairly quick, but I would like to ask the three of you, what do you think is the impact of post-traumatic stress disorder in the community?
I think it's a lot greater than what people actually realize. You know, every time we talk to a veteran as a fellow veteran, it comes up. You know, it just is a natural part of the conversation. How are you doing since you got out? And it just generally turns into this. Well, what are you doing about it? And it was great to hear Mr. Love talk about his recommendations for treatment, because part of the problem is when you're getting out of the service or when you come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, the immediate response is medication, medication, medication. And you have all these veterans that don't want to seek treatment now because all they feel like they're going to get is medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you like to add anything to that, Dorian?
Yeah. Personally, I think something that's important about Peoria is that we have a lot of veterans in this community. And it's not just Iraq and Afghanistan. We also have a lot of Vietnam veterans. So in the Vietnam era, it was called combat fatigue. It's post-traumatic stress. So we have a huge community of veterans in Peoria, very, very wide-ranging group of veterans. And there's not a blanket way of dealing with everybody that has PTSD. It's a very broad thing that doesn't
have – And it's very personalized.
Very personalized. It doesn't have a fix-all. So we definitely have a lot of work to do in the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And we are so blessed to have with us today Mr. Howard Love of the Antioch Group and Holly and Dorian Mosak, who are owners of CrossFit 309, but are also involved with the upcoming Battle at the Ballpark. And I'm Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
Be a part of history August 15th at Dozer Park as CrossFit 309 hosts the biggest CrossFit competition in Central Illinois. Battle at the Ballpark welcomes athletes from all over to compete for titles in two divisions, including a skilled competition and an advanced competition. All proceeds will benefit CreativeVets, a nonprofit organization which supports veterans who are suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injuries through the creative arts.
Support a great cause while enjoying a fun family outing beginning at 8 a.m. Inflatables, games for the kids, and raffle prizes. For more information, go to battleattheballparkpeoria.com.
Sometimes in life, many of us face problems we just can't work out all alone.
If you or someone you love struggles, turn to the caring counselors of the Antioch Group.
The Antioch Group offers counseling anchored in Christ, the true healer.
You can contact the Antioch Group at 692-6622, that's 692-6622, or on the web at antiochgroup.com.
The Antioch Group. Beside you throughout life's journey.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we are with Mr. Howard Love from the Antioch Group and Holly and Dorian Mosak, owners of CrossFit 309. And you know what? I just realized I forgot to thank both of you for serving our country. That's really important to me.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say thank you and have that on air. And I meant to do that right out of the gate, but this is such an interesting topic. So let's talk about Battle at the Ballpark and the mission of CreativeVets, because that's what's kind of tied in. So Dorian, what is it and how did it get started?
CreativeVets was actually started by a local Marine. He's actually from Washburn, named Richard Casper. And what Creative Vets does is they provide music and art therapy for wounded veterans. So wounded encompasses not only physical traumas but also emotional traumas. Richard Casper himself is actually suffering from TBI, which is traumatic brain injury. TBI is a very common injury that veterans have experienced, and is caused from being around explosions while deployed into combat. And it's one of those illnesses or one of those afflictions that's hard to see because there's no battle scars from it.
Right.
Richard had a lot of issues when he returned from Iraq, and music was one thing that he used to cope. And he wanted to share that with fellow veterans, so he started Creative Vets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Now, there's a special event that is coming up soon that we're very excited about. It, I believe, August 15th. So what is Battle at the Ballpark, and how does it tie in with Creative Vets?
Yes, Battle at the Ballpark is August 15th, and it's actually at Dozer Field. This is going to be the third year that we've held this event. It's actually a CrossFit competition, and the proceeds go to Creative Vets. And Creative Vets uses that money to take soldiers or other veterans to Nashville for songwriting sessions. So they'll take a veteran to Nashville. They'll meet with a professional songwriter. And like Howard was talking about earlier, as far as dialogue, talking to veterans and having them tell their story, it's the exact same thing with Creative Vets. They meet with a musician, with a songwriter. They have a liaison like Richard Casper that sits with them in this session. And you essentially tell them what you did in the military. You tell your story. And the songwriter starts playing his guitar, and it turns into a song right in front of you.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
I mean, really.
Really,
That is really neat.
Yeah, I believe they've helped at least 12 or 13 veterans as far as songwriting sessions, and they've also taught an art class in Chicago at the Institute of Art just for veterans. So it's not just music, it's also art.
Uh-huh. That creative outlet is just huge, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So you got your softer side touched, and it really helps you, right?
Right. Absolutely. And like I said, this is the third year we've held this event. Last year, we raised almost $25,000 for Creative Vets, and that went directly to helping fellow veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
we're pretty
wonderful.
Excited about it.
Yeah. Now tell me, some of our listeners might be, well, what is CrossFit if they come down to Dozer Park?
Well, we're going to be having a CrossFit event. So it's a lot of workouts. There's Olympic weightlifting involved. There's going to be a lot of running involved. It's pretty exciting stuff. Again, it's a fundraiser. So even though it's a competition, it's called Battle at the Ballpark. It's really just getting the community together to help local veterans. So again, I said earlier, we have a lot of veterans here locally. A lot can directly benefit from the Creative Vets program. So we're trying to do as much as we can to get them involved.
Okay. But these are people coming from all over, though.
Yes.
To compete, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the cool thing about this.
Chicago, St. Louis, Indiana, all over the place right now.
Okay. Yes. Now,
they're going to see a variety. They're going to see some very elite athletes, and they're going to see some people who are just getting started in CrossFit. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, the athletes would love to have people out there just cheering them on, because it gets intense for the athletes, especially the new ones.
Oh, absolutely. So these are people that are already involved with CrossFit. It, right? And then there are teams, actual teams that come from like Chicago and all around that will come and compete. And then you have all the different levels of competition.
Yes, we have a very strong CrossFit community in Peoria. And one good thing about that community is that they always come together to help each other out. So we have a lot of local gyms participating in the event. And we're kind of putting business aside just to come together and raise money for a good cause. It's, mm-hmm. it's a really neat thing.
Dorian, I think the powerful thing that I'm hearing in this is that it's raising awareness and perhaps finally desensitizing some veterans to getting help, and I think that's awesome.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the sad thing is we saw a lot of comments last month just about from other veterans on social media about, you know, if you have PTSD, you need to step it up. You don't really have PTSD. And it was really disappointing to see veterans saying that. But this is one of the reasons why we're so passionate now about also starting the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Association, because we want to really get local veterans together so they feel like they have a community, that they can have that dialogue with other veterans about what they experienced and help them get through whatever types of depression that they're facing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's led me to decide that if I can get a number of people signed up, I want to do a fall psychotherapy group for veterans with PTSD. So I'm working on that right now. And if I can get 8 to 10 guys, I'm going to go ahead and do it. It'd be the first time I've done it. I've run other groups, but I'm really passionate about this. And when I got Kim's email and knew that you guys were going to be on the air with us today, I thought, that's powerful. Now's a good time to talk about this, and now's a good time for me to just launch out there and see if we can make it happen.
That'd be awesome.
I got to tell you that when I contacted Howard, he's like, whenever they're available, I will be available. So, Howard, thank you for adjusting your schedule, because he's like, I am there when they're there. So now let's dive back into this Creative Vets. Now, Dorian, how has it really personally impacted you? And can you briefly share your story of transitioning out of the Army into a non-military community? And what do you mean by non-military community?
Absolutely. I was actually the second recipient of the Creative Vets program. So I've been diagnosed with PTSD, and I randomly met Richard Casper in my gym one day. And through talking with him, we realized that we had both served time in Fallujah, Iraq, just at different times. And he told me about the program, and he told me that he wanted to take me to Nashville. So I was definitely very nervous about this, but I went to Nashville, and I got to write a song, and it really opened my world to music. So I've always sang, but the only one that ever heard me was my wife, Holly. And it was a very personal thing for me. And over the past couple of years, I've learned to use my music and my guitar playing to really help me get through a lot of stuff. So if I'm feeling anxious or I'm sad, I had a close friend of mine take his life last year, and Creative Vets last year was dedicated to his memory. It was a very hard time for me, but sure. Instead of turning to negative means of dealing with it, I wrote another song. So I got my guitar out and I started playing. So I've directly seen what music and what art can do to soothe your soul and to help you through times. I also know, and I've kept in perspective, that there's many veterans that are in far worse shape than me. I said earlier, PTSD is very broad. It comes in all shapes and sizes. There's those that have flashbacks and can't get out of bed every day, and then there's those that sit there and they cry for no reasons at times, or they have anxiety and depression. For me personally, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are suffering a lot worse than me, and that's why I'm so passionate about keeping Creative Vets going and furthering their cause and what they're doing for veterans.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does it mean about a non-military community? Is that lack of resources or support? Is that what you're referring to, or am I off base on this?
No, one of the things about a non-military community, when I got out of the military, and I know there are many veterans that experience the same thing, it's very hard to find your purpose in the world again. Many people don't understand what we did in the Army or the military. You're hard to deal with. You're hard to work with. You know, you're too motivated at times, and it's very disheartening, and it's very hard to find that purpose that you felt in the military. So it's a very hard transition. And the non-military community that you're coming back to, it's a very quick process. You have to transition quickly. A lot of veterans aren't successful in the civilian world because they don't believe that they fit in the civilian world. And that's one of the things that we have to constantly work on and help. You know, companies that hire veterans, specifically veterans, you know, a lot of companies are figuring that out and they're being aggressive with that. But there's still a lot of companies that stay away from veterans because of the stigmas that come with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's just talk briefly about the community that you're building. I think it's terrific that you're doing that. And thank you to both of you. And I'm sure Howard can be helpful in that. What steps are you taking to build such a community?
Yeah, so we've reached out to the National IAVA, the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Association, and we're actually going to be attending their summit in August.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, in Baltimore, Maryland, to meet some others that have been successful in getting in their communities. But really, we're looking at this to be kind of the VFW of our era, you know, the social outlet for veterans just to come, hang out, meet other veterans, mm-hmm. and also help with the resources that they may need.
Okay, great. You know, our time is wrapping up quickly here. It goes so fast. Any final words of advice? Howard, how can friends and family support those with PTSD?
I think the biggest thing is to be non-judgmental, to validate feelings, mm-hmm. To come alongside and support and to offer to do anything that the veteran feels that they need to do to get better. And I think that if they would encourage them to seek counseling and get an objective perspective. And sometimes a civilian practice can be helpful in that.
Mm-hmm.
So just to come alongside and support and validate, that's huge.
Okay. And Holly, Dorian, any final words of advice?
I think the biggest one I have is find a purpose, find another objective, something that you can turn all your passion into. As a veteran, we have a lot of resources for us, but you have to advocate for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming on the show. This has been very insightful. And if you're thinking you may be suffering from PTSD or know someone that is, please call Mr. Howard Love at the Antioch Group at 309-692-6622. Let me give you that number again. It's 692-6622. And we'd like to invite all our listeners to attend the upcoming event, Battle at the Ballpark, which will be held at Dozer Park on August 15th, 2015, with the opening ceremony at 8 o'clock a.m. and continuing throughout the day. And you can watch as 100 teams from all around the state will compete to advance to a final workout. Now remember, this is a fundraiser for the organization Creative Vets, and you can see what a difference it's made in Dorian's lives and others. So really, come down and join us. Now for more information, you can visit the website, and it's battleattheballparkpeoria.com. Let me say that again for you. It's all lowercase, battleattheballparkpeoria.com. And if you'd like further information, you can call area code 309-682-9348. Again, 682-9348. And for our listeners, it was great to have you join us today for this Healthy You episode. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, you can listen to this radio show and past shows on my website at any time for free. Just go to HealthyCellsPeoriaMagazine.com/Peoria. And you'll find a podcast tab. Just click on it and you'll find the shows. And you can also read the magazine online and share articles with others. Also, be sure to visit us on Facebook or pick up your personal copy of Healthy Cells magazine at one of our over 800 locations in the greater Peoria metro area. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells magazine, hosting Healthy You. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.
Be a part of history August 15th at Dozer Park as CrossFit 309 hosts the biggest CrossFit competition in Central Illinois. Battle at the Ballpark welcomes athletes from all over to compete for titles in two divisions, including a skilled competition and an advanced competition. All proceeds will benefit Creative Vets, a nonprofit organization which supports veterans who are suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injuries through the creative arts.
Support a great cause while enjoying a fun family outing beginning at 8 a.m. Inflatables, games for the kids, and raffle prizes. For more information, go to battleattheballparkpeoria.com.